This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Mike O'Brien. Army diver and Army Reserve's watercraft trained together to remove derelict fishing gear. For the past month, Army Reserve's landing craft from the 709th and the 175th Transportation Companies have sailed the waters of Puget Sound, Washington, in search of marine debris. First Sergeant Marlo Mendoza is the Army Dive Company First Sergeant.
A lot of sportsmen fishing out there, and anytime we can help any kind of life, makes us feel great.
Aboard the 174-foot landing craft utility Malvern Hill, Army divers from the 544th Dive Team from Fort Eustis, Virginia, prepare each morning to plunge into the depths of Puget Sound. Their mission objective is to locate and recover lost fishing gear, which threatens safe navigation and marine life in coastal Washington. The primary goal for the military is enhanced real-world training. The goal for the civilian environmental agencies is the removal of lost fishing gear that continues to capture and kill marine life. Working hand-in-hand with biologists from the Northwest Straits Commission, the Army's community partner on this project, the lost fishing nets, crab pots, and lines are located, then bundled on the seafloor, and finally raised to the surface using lift bags. William Knuckles is the military liaison for Coastal America, a federal office that coordinates the multi-agency ocean projects across the federal government.
The brilliant part of this project is we're protecting oceans and providing valuable training experiences for our soldiers.
This weekend, in locations all over the country, the International Coastal Cleanup will mobilize thousands of volunteers to clean up tons of marine debris. You can find out where to volunteer this weekend by going to the website www.theoceansconservancy.org. That's Soldiers Radio News. From the Soldiers Media Center in Washington, I'm Sergeant Mike O'Brien.